Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful you who chose to be with me on this 14th day of December 2024. I got a wonderful little email here from Lopez again. I really enjoy his emails. They're very kind, and not only that, but he seems to ask questions that most people, I think, in the common ground would not ask. So here's his question for this week. How hard is it to live and love, and why? To live and love, and how hard is it, and why? Well, there's a lot of things in the way, Lopez, and it isn't really hard. It just is that I'm going to keep it in my ballpark as I usually do. Humankind and myself, involved in that humankind as a physical, biological being, make it very, very difficult because, well, frankly, we like conflict. And the true essence of love has nothing to do with anything we're much interested in. We're interested in one thing and one thing alone, our survival. In that survival, of course, are two elements. The first being that of conquering, of sustaining our finances, of finding a way to survive through money, power, prestige, okay? And which can lead to war and famine and poverty, usually does. And the second is reproduction. We like sex, and we make sex very important. And reproducing, making babies is kind of an excuse for having sex because we feel so guilty about it in many, many ways, especially if you're Catholic and religious. And the other way is, of course, that we think that this is what we're supposed to be doing, is populating the earth, and we've done a very good job of that, which has led to many, many problems in our environment, etc. So let's get down to it. Money and sex, that's the only things that matter. Really, when you're young, it's sex and money, and then later on, as your hormones start to die off and testosterone and estrogen try their little means to influence us start to decline, then it becomes just money. And we have an interest in sex. We make money sexy, and we do all sorts of weird-ass things with our lives, none of which produce anything that would bring about insight. So, love. Well, see how you love, said the Buddha. And what keeps you from the journey? He didn't say, see how you think. He said, see how you love. And Lopez, it's very, very hard for people to see how they love because they're prejudicial. They have a lot of prejudice about what they think love is, how love works, how love would be. They relegate it to emotion and passion. And that's as far as they go. And if you ask anybody about it, they'll just tell you, well, it's emotional. Love is an emotion. It's not. It's a state of being, I have found. And learning how to live with this state of being, with the Gregory, with, in your case, the Lopez, and not letting Gregory and Lopez, shall we say, infiltrate or make some sort of indentation, assumption, presumption about love and relegate our life to pure emotion is the art of living. It is the art of life itself. But again, weak people, people who don't do much with their life, who are selfish and prideful, they're not much interested in any of this, any of it. Anything that would truly help us make inroads to, shall we say, conscious living, changing the ebb and flow of how we live in our vanity, our pride, maybe even changing the way we live with our environment. I mean, love it is huge. The big L, not the little L, the Greg Penn Lopez human love. It's just not of any real value at all, except causing mischief in the world. And you will find people will just, they hate hearing that. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to deal with it. They want to stay the way they are. It's too much trouble to really realize deep inside what's going on. And I think deep within every human being, whether they're conscious of it or not, Lopez, they are feeling inadequate. They know what they're doing. They know that they've crossed the line. And when a person has crossed the line, it means they've gone beyond the confines of, shall we say, making life beautiful, allowing our living to be a reflection of our true and authentic life. Lopez, it's very important for me and thee to discover the source. The source of everything. Lhasa called it the Tao. Buddha called it Nirvana. Jesus called it the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you call it doesn't really matter. What matters is that we discover it and we find it deep within us. It lives there, and while it seems dormant in us, it is still there. And it is growing in very small proportions, but it is slowly growing within us. Not like a cancer, but like what we used to call in the ashram, the Buddha disease. It is something coming forth within us. And though it may take thousands and thousands of lifetimes to really grasp it, to really understand its presence within us, to realize its presence, it's still there. And if you don't fight it, if you don't make war with your elements, if you're able to live your life from the premise of some kind of meditative compassion and mercy, you will find it will start to overtake your life. And when it does, you will find your life. You will find the authentic life that you are here for, that you are here as, and love will start to penetrate deeply into your livingness without you having to do very much at all except observe and watch. It is, so to speak, giving permission for the awakening to happen within you. And in the beginning, it's very, very difficult because you're fighting emotions and passions and fears and all these other things. But when you just turn away from those things, and you and I begin to understand that we can't fight the body, we can't fight our DNA, our biology, resist not evil, as Jesus said, we turn away from it rather than fight it, that is when things start to manifest, unfold within us. We start to realize the goodness of our nature, the virtue of our heart, our authentic heart, and how to live nobly in our livingness. So that's why and how it works. But it isn't difficult. I make it, Lopez makes it difficult. And we have to come to some point, recognition of all of that, and decide whether or not we're going to fight the process. We're all here to return to source, no matter what. And as we do return to this source and begin to allow it to penetrate us, that is when some interesting things can begin to happen, Lopez. Let love live you. That's my motto. Let love live you. Rather than letting my emotions and my passions live me, let love live you. This is a very important thing to be able to do. And by the way, anybody, any one of us can do it. At any moment in our life, even. You just have to realize futility. Anyway, Lopez, thank you. Thank you very much. And I encourage you to send more emails. I'm enjoying your banter with me. I hope this helped you, dear ones. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.